With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. Montana Green Party officials say they sought the public's help in gathering voter signatures to qualify for the ballot, but they are unaware of anybody being paid to do so. Spokeswoman Danielle Breck responded today to allegations from the Montana Democratic Party that a political firm with Republican ties conducted paid electioneering work for the Green Party without reporting to state regulators. More than 10,000 signatures were turned in last month in support of certifying the left-leaning party, which has historically appealed to people who otherwise might vote Democratic. Democratic officials allege that Advanced Microtargeting, Inc. gathered 9,400 signatures in 19 days, and they want to find out who paid the Las Vegas-based company. Breck said in a statement that the party made its petition available on its website and through social media to, quote, make the process as simple as possible, unquote. Workers face an even bigger job than usual as they begin the annual task of clearing snow from roads in Glacier National Park, where snow depths on both sides of the park are well above average. Crews are plowing to Medicine Road and Chief Mountain Road on the park's east side. Plowing of Many Glacier Road will begin soon. The Flathead Beacon reports crews eventually will turn their attention to the famous Going to the Sun Road, where heavy snow and avalanches will likely slow their progress. Last year, deep snow kept crews from fully opening Going to the Sun Road until June 28th. Workers on the road must contend with more than 40 major avalanche zones and an area where snow can pile up to 80 feet deep. The University of Montana has hired a new executive vice president and provost. Dr. John Harbor is currently at Purdue University, where he serves as associate vice provost for teaching and learning and executive director of digital education. He is also a professor in the Earth Sciences Department. Before beginning his new position on August 1st, Harbor plans to visit the campus to engage with the University Planning Committee and assist with the reorganizational alignment of student and academic affairs. UM's interim provost, Beverly Edmond, earlier this month announced that she would conclude her tenure at UM on March 30th. The Montana Democratic Party is courting and supporting candidates for local offices to capitalize on a renewed interest in politics and to create a bigger pool of candidates for legislative seats in future years. Nick Lockridge, coordinator of the Blue Bench Project, told Lee Newspapers of Montana that Democrats in Washington and Wyoming are looking at creating similar programs. Lockridge says he's been in contact with local Democratic Central Committees to help identify candidates for local offices. He says the Blue Bench Project wants to help those candidates feel comfortable running a campaign so they might seek a higher office someday. Jennifer Blossom is running for Gallatin County Treasurer. She says she's glad races like hers won't be forgotten as party leaders focus on legislative or statewide races. Two federal agencies penalized the Fort Peck Tribal Law Enforcement Agency for failing to repay $1.6 million in federal police money used for other purposes and for failing to conduct background checks on officers. The Department of Justice designated the tribe as high risk in December 2015, after the tribe failed to repay the $1.6 million over a period of 9 years. The Billings Gazette reports the tribe was suspended from receiving federal policing grants for 3 years. The Bureau of Indian Affairs made its high-risk designation a year ago after finding police and jail officers hadn't undergone proper background checks and jail staff hadn't been trained at the right law enforcement academy. The sanctions included additional fiscal oversight. Tribal Chairman Floyd Ezer says the tribe has resolved all the issues. Thousands of people are tracking the movements of a sleepy black bear who seems reluctant to leave the tree hollow it used as a den this winter. Glacier National Park officials have trained a webcam on the cottonwood tree since they first spotted the bear poking its head out on March 23rd. The camera has captured the bear yawning, lolling about, and taking brief forays onto the tree's branches before returning to the comfort of its den. Wildlife officials say it can take several weeks for bears to fully emerge from hibernation. Bears are emerging a little later this year, after a particularly snowy winter in Montana. Park officials say they will keep the camera trained on the tree until the bear decides to leave for the summer. State auditor and candidate for the Republican nomination to run for U.S. Senate, Matt Rosendale, announced more dates and a tour of the state today, which include teaching two classes at the University of Montana. Rosendale and staff from the Commissioner of Securities and Investment Office will present two Principles of Business Law classes at UM on April 11th. It's part of Rosendale's Invest in Montana tour, which he says is a, quote, initiative to encourage business investment and highlight capital formation opportunities throughout the state. It's designed to educate Montanans on the ways Montana's securities laws allow companies, organizations, and local government to raise funds from investors, unquote. Rosendale's tour has already stopped in Havre, Great Falls, Dillon, and Butte. His staff says about 120 people have attended those events and that a total of 19 are planned statewide. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.